Chapter 1. Looking Glass House. It was a quiet winter's afternoon, and Alice was sitting in a large armchair with a little black kitten on her knees. There was another white kitten on the floor. Its mother was washing it. Alice was feeling tired, and her eyes were beginning to close a little. The black kitten was playing with a big ball of wool.
"Oh, Kitty, you keep doing terrible things. Look at this ball of wool. It was tidy until you touched it. And this morning you stole your sister's milk too. Don't tell me that it's not true, Kitty, because I know that it is," Alice said, pretending now that the kitten could speak. "What did you say? You were thirsty. But I'm sure that Snowdrop was thirsty too. You're a bad little kitten."
She pulled the wool away, and then she kissed the kitten on the head.
"Kitty, can you play chess?" Alice asked the kitten. "No, don't smile. I really want to know, because when I was playing chess this afternoon, you were watching the game very carefully, and I think that you understood it. I have an idea."
Alice loved to pretend. Sometimes she pretended that she was a queen or a hungry wild animal.
"Let's pretend that you're the Red Queen in a game of chess, Kitty," she said,
and she picked up the Red Queen chess piece from the table.
"Sit up straight and put your arms down by your sides, like the Queen," she told the kitten.
But the kitten did not sit up straight. So Alice picked Kitty up and walked to the fireplace. She held her up in front of the mirror.
"Look into the looking glass, Kitty. Do you see that you look very sad? If you don't smile, I'll put you through the glass into Looking Glass House. Do you want me to do that, Kitty?"
Alice began to tell Kitty all her ideas about Looking Glass House.
"First, there's the living room. You can see it through the glass," she explained. "It looks the same as our living room, but everything is the other way. Everything is backwards. And you can see books in the room too. They are like our books, but the words are the wrong way. I know that because I held up one of our books and someone in the glass held one up for me to see. Would you like to live in Looking Glass House, Kitty? Do you think that there is milk there? I'd love to go inside that house. Let's pretend that the glass is getting all thin and soft, and soon we'll be able to pass through to the other room. Oh, Kitty, I think that it's happening."
Alice was climbing up onto the top of the fireplace now, and the glass was beginning to change. It was moving a little, and it was changing colour. Alice put her arm through the glass. Then, a second later, she jumped lightly down into the looking glass room. She turned round to look at the fireplace, and she was happy to see that there was a fire in that room too. But there were many different things in this room. The people in the pictures on the wall were moving, and the clock on the fireplace had the face of an old man on it, and he was smiling at her.
isn't as tidy as the other one, thought Alice, when she saw a few chess pieces on the floor near the fireplace. Suddenly, she noticed that the pieces were moving.
Oh, the Red King and the Red Queen are walking together, Alice said quietly, because she did not want them to be frightened. And here are the White King and the White Queen. And there are two castles together. I don't think that any of them can hear or see me.
Then Alice heard shouting behind her. She turned and saw one of the small white pawns on the table. The pawn was lying down and kicking.
It's my dear Lily! It's my child! Cried the White Queen,
and she ran to the table and began to climb up it. Alice wanted to help, so she picked the Queen up and she put her on the table next to the noisy little pawn. The White Queen was very surprised and a little frightened to get there so quickly. She shouted down to the White King,
"Be careful when you come up. Something very strange suddenly pushed me up here."
The king looked a little worried, but he started to climb. He was very slow, so Alice decided to pick him up too. This time, she put the chess piece on the table very slowly. When Alice put him down, the king looked very frightened and fell flat on his back on the table. But soon he was sitting up and talking very quietly to the queen. While the two chess pieces sat and talked together, Alice noticed a book on the table. She opened it and she read the first few lines.
"Oh! It's in a language that I don't know," she said.
The lines looked like this. Alice looked at the page for a long time. Then she said,
"Of course, it's a looking glass book, and the writing is backwards."
She held the book up to the mirror, and this was the start of the poem that she now saw on the page. Jabberwocky. It was brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. "Be careful of the Jabberwock, my son, with its dangerous teeth and dark eyes. Be careful of the Jubjub bird and the frumious Bandersnatch."
"There are lots of strange words in this poem," Alice said when she finished reading it. "It's very hard to understand. I'm very sure that some of them aren't real words." "But oh," she thought, jumping up, "I should go and look at the other parts of Looking Glass House. Let's look at the garden first."
She walked out of the room and she ran downstairs. But it was not really running. It was more a new invention for getting downstairs quickly and easily. Her hand was on the wall, but her feet were not touching the stairs. She floated through the air down the stairs and into the hall. The floating was fun, but she was very happy
when her feet touched the floor again, and she arrived at the front door.